AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Two men dressed as women smashed a stolen vehicle into a police vehicle after they disobeyed commands at the closely guarded gates of the National Security Agency at Fort Meade, Maryland, prompting police to open fire.
One of the men died, the other was injured, and a police officer was also taken to a hospital. But it's not known why the men wound up at the gate at Fort Meade, a sprawling military post that houses the National Security Agency between Washington and Baltimore, or why they did not obey orders from NSA police. A senior defense official says the men were dressed as women, but it's unclear exactly what the men were wearing. I'm Ross Simpson.
The Indianapolis City Council has joined the mayor in demanding the Indiana General Assembly either repeal the Religious Freedom Restoration Act or add protections for sexual orientation and gender identity. Mayor Greg Ballard says he wants visitors to know that Indianapolis values diversity.
For those who plan to travel to our city for this weekend's upcoming Final Four, let me be clear. Indy welcomes all.
Connecticut's governor and UConn's athletic director are calling on the NCAA to consider moving next year's women's Final Four out of Indianapolis unless changes are made to Indiana's new law. Prosecutors have rested their case in the trial of Johar Tsarnaev, accused in the Boston Marathon bombing.
They rested their case on a very sad note. Testimony from a medical examiner who described the devastating injuries suffered by 8-year-old Martin Richard, wounds all over the little boy's body. Several of the jurors openly cried as they looked at autopsy photos of the little boy. The last question asked was, how old was Martin Richard? And he answered he was 8 years old. And that was the final testimony by prosecutors.
The AP's Denise Lavoie. This is AP Radio News. 8 people have died in the crash of a church van in Florida.
18 people in a van were headed back to Fort Pierce from Fort Myers early in the morning when the driver apparently missed a stop sign at a T-intersection, drove across a 4-lane highway before crashing into a shallow canal. Florida Highway Patrol Lieutenant Greg Bueno says it was tough seeing what happened.
As an emergency responder, to see that firsthand, but you know, we have a job to do. However, we also have families and we can relate to the tragedy.
The driver and 7 other people were killed, 10 others hospitalized. They had traveled to Fort Myers for a Palm Sunday visit to another church. I'm Tim McGuire.
There's been a deadly bus accident in Peru's Andes Mountains. Authorities say 21 people were killed, 38 seriously injured, when that bus veered off the road and plunged into a ravine. On Wall Street, the Dow rose 264 points on Monday to close at 17,976. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.